Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, are we going to play hide and seek today? Because that's what it sounds like to me with the title of this episode.
No, not really. We're going to talk about kebabs today. Just thought it would make a catchy title, that's all.
Cool, so it's just Sikh kebabs that we're going to talk about today, or other kebabs too?
Well, you will just have to wait and see. Guess it's time to run that intro music. Now. Welcome back. Dims, what do you know about kebabs?
Well, they are filling and they taste nice when I'm hungry, lol.
Yes, that's right. Well, kebabs are made of meat and it depends on the type of meat due to dietary, location or religious reasons. There are many varieties around the world and in this episode we hope to cover a few. Hey Dims, did you know how many ways in the English language, that's both American and British, the way kebab is spelt?
Thought it was the same way for kebabs as far as spelling goes. Probably pronounced differently. Like for example, us Brits, we say kebabs and our American cousins say kebabs. Woo!
Well, in my research, I found two. In North America, they spell it like K-A-B-O-B-S. And obviously, you know us Brits, we spell it as K-E-B-A-B-S.
Yeah, but like I said, it's probably still pronounced kebabs. America! Woo! Yeah! America!
Anyway, here comes the history bit. Hope I don't bore you.
Okay, just get on with it, Nisnia part 2.
I wasn't talking to you. I was talking to our lovely listeners out there.
Whatever, bro. You suck up.
Well, the word kebab was originated in Ibn Sayyah al-Warik's 10th century Baghdadi cookbook, Kitab al-Tabiq. It describes a kebab as cut up meat, either fried in a pan or grilled over a fire. The word kebab most likely came into the English language in the late 17th century, derived from Arabic. The Turkish word of kebab, that's K-E-B-A-P, was also derived from Arabic. This is according to the linguistic Sivan Nisanyan. I think that's correct. It just means roasted meat. Also, in the American Heritage Dictionary, it describes the word kebab as burnt, char, or roasted, and it has an Arabic origin. So the takeaway from this is that the word kebab means small chunks of meat cooked over a fire. Short history lesson complete. Did you get the joke? What did you think of it? Hey Dims, wake up. I thought I was the sleepy one.
Oh wow, I'm still alive. You almost bored me to death there, Sol.
Oi bro, that's rude. Anyway, I'll carry on with this episode without you. I'm just gonna mute your mic.
No, don't you dare. Don't you dare, you cheeky... Hey, is my mic still on? Hey, mic check 1, 2, mic check. Hey, is this thing on?
Yeah, I'll put your mic back on. I'll give you one more chance. You better behave. Otherwise, you're out.
Okay, I will. Chill out, bro.
Anyway, can you guess roughly how many kinds of kebabs there are around the world?
Is that a trick question?
No, it isn't. Go on, make a guess.
I'd say about 25.
In my research, I found that there are roughly 50 or so sort of different types of kebabs. But I'm sure there might be more, as not everyone has experienced everything. As some might be, let's say, like a hidden gem.
Wow, 50. I didn't think that there was that many variations. Good to know, you learn something new every day.
That's true. Looks like I'll have to name them all.
What, all 50?
Nah, that's too much. We can't name all of them on this episode, but if the listeners want me to complete the whole list, they will just have to pay us. What do you say, Dims?
Yeah, good idea, Sol. We'll have to start our own Patreon page for the real diehard NSN fans. But for now, please do carry on, Sol.
Well, I'll start with the title one, which has a South Asian lore, and that is Sikh kebab. Sikh kebab is made with spice, minced or ground meat. It is usually chicken, goat or lamb. In Afghanistan and Pakistan, it is sometimes made with beef and is formed into cylinders on skewers and then grilled on a tandoor. The texture of a Sikh kebab is soft and succulent. It is seasoned with various spices such as garlic, green chili pepper or powdered chili, coriander, mint leaves, and finally garam masala. Sikh kebab are typically served with raita, which is like a chutney, or other chutney such as green chutney. Other sides includes our salad and onion slices. It is typically eaten with a naan or sometimes with a paratha. Hey Dims, did you know that you can have a vegetarian Sikh kebab?
Veggie kebab? What's that made out of then?
In India, vegetarian Sikh kebabs are made with beans, carrots, cauliflowers, green peas and potatoes. So you see, it can be suitable for vegetarians as well.
Okay, cool. Are there any others?
Here are a few other South Asian ones. First one is Bihari kebab. This one's a beef mixed with herbs and seasoning on a skewer. Next one is Pan kebab, a unique kebab sandwich with beef, lamb, fish or chicken. Purara kebab, made from goat or lamb chops with spices and charcoal grilled. Chapli kebab, and not the chumpal kebab. Chumpli kebab, a spice, tangy round kebab made on ground beef and cooked in animal fat. Shami kebab, this kebab is small patty of minced beef or chicken and ground chickpeas and spices. And finally, these ones should be quite obvious. You've got shish kebab, tandoori kebab, and tikka kebab.
Stop it, you're making me hungry, Sol.
Dims, have you heard and tried Shuan or Kawap? I think that's how it's pronounced.
Shuan Kawap? No, what's that?
Well, in
China,
they have Shuan, or formerly known as Kawap. This is a variation of kebabs, but it originated from the Uyghur people in the western province of Xinjiang. This food has spread across the rest of the country and has now become a popular street food. The most traditional form of Shuan uses lamb or mutton, but you can now get it in either chicken, beef, pork, and seafood. They are cut in small pieces of meat and are skewed, either roasted or deep fried. Cumin, or otherwise known as zirin pepper, sesame, and sesame oil are the common spices and the condiments included on this kebab.
Okay, cool. I didn't know
China
had their own kebab. But what about the Turks? Aren't they known for their kebabs?
Obviously, Turkey is renowned for kebabs. They have so many. I don't think we can fit all of them in this episode. Here are just a few. Just a heads up. Apologize if I mess up pronunciating them. The first one is called ala nazik, which is a kebab made with ground meat in a saucepan. The seasoning is with garlic, yogurt, and aubergine. The next one is called bugu or bug. I think that's how it's pronounced. It is a steamed kebab, which is cooked in a pan or in a casserole. It is cooked with pearl onions, garlic, thyme, and other spices such as cumin. Next, we have seeger kebab, which is a liver kebab, and it is usually eaten with sliced onions, salad, and bread.
Okay, well, what about the most famous kebab of them all? Drum roll, please.
The doner kebab. It literally means rotating kebab in Turkish. It is made with sliced lamb, beef, or chicken, slowly roasted on a vertical rotisserie spit.
So it's a bit like a shawarma then?
Yeah, you could say that. But did you know that in one country in Europe, it is really famous, and that
is... Is it Russia?
Bro, I already gave you a warning. Stop interrupting me. It isn't Russia, it's Germany. To be precise, it was Berlin. It was around in the 1970s that it became one of the most popular takeaway food, all due to Turkish immigrants, and is commonly sold by Turks and is considered a Turkish-German specialty in Germany. That's why we have GDK here in the UK.
What's that?
German Doner Kebab. Have you never heard of it? And have you been to one?
Oh yeah, German Doner, GDK, duh. Yeah, I have tried it. It's quite nice. There was a bit of hype about it a few years ago when it first came out in the UK. But to be honest with you, I have tried the one in Manchester and it was all right. But the one I tried in Scotland was banging. Or
was lit. Fire.
Whatever kids say nowadays. What about you, Sol? Have you tried it?
Yes, I have. I've been to the one in Batley. It was okay. I had the doner box. I prefer the beef one than the chicken one. Do you remember what you ordered?
Yeah, I had the box and I think it's slightly overpriced for what you get. And it just about does the job, if you get what I mean.
Totally agree what you mean. Anyway, love to talk more about it, but we need to carry on with the rest of this episode. The next one is an interesting one. I think this is how it's pronounced. Patlokan kebab, which means it's an aubergine kebab.
I can make it at home for nothing.
And a small aubergine.
Jokes aside, it's a kebab made with meat, marinated in spices, and served with an aubergine. Included is a hot Turkish pita bread and yogurt sauce. And finally, we have shish kebab, which consists of small cubes of meat or fish on a skewer and then grilled. The meaning of shish in Turkish is sword or skewer, according to tradition. The dish was invented by medieval soldiers who used their swords to grill meat over an open field fire. In Turkey, shish kebab doesn't normally contain any vegetables. They might cook it on a separate skewer. It can be prepared with lamb, beef, chicken, or fish, but pork is never used.
Sheesh! I've been to Istanbul, and it's quite a nice place. Have you been?
Unfortunately, I haven't.
Well, you should try and visit. It's a good location.
Might do one day. Anyway, speaking of location, another location that has Persian varieties of kebabs, and that is Iran. This one is one of my favorite, and it's called Kubida kebab. It's made with mincemeat, which is made from ground lamb, beef, or chicken, often mixed with parsley and chopped onions. It could be served with a naan or with rice. I prefer with a naan. You can add salad, mint, or with chili sauce. I prefer it with chili sauce.
I thought it was an Afghan kebab. As a local restaurant I visit, the workers there, they all have an Afghan background.
I thought the same until I did my research. Well, the next one is called Juje kebab. Personally, never heard of it, but it consists of chicken pieces. It is first marinated in minced onions and lemon juice with saffron and then grilled over a fire. Sometimes it's served with tomato and pepper. In my research, I found that this kebab is a popular Persian dish.
I've not heard of this one before, nor tried it. Have you?
I haven't, but one I assume you have, and that is shawarma. It is really famous in Egypt, not really considered a kebab, but I just thought I'd mention it as it is a very popular type of grilled meat.
Yes, you mentioned this in great detail in episode 7, which was shawarma, ayam, panggang, padang, and mango lassi. Why do you name these episodes so complicated, Sol?
That's what they're called. I can't change them.
What? Did I say that right, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, so if you've not heard that, please check it out. It's episode 7, and it was actually a great episode.
Exactly, bro. We need our old episodes to be listened into as well.
Yeah, true say. So if you've not heard them yet, make sure you do go back and check them out. You won't be disappointed.
Anyway, in Southeast Asia, such as Malaysia and Thailand, and particular in Indonesia, we have a kebab called satay. This kebab is seasoned, skewed, and grilled, and served with a sauce. Satay consists of diced or sliced beef, chicken, goat, lamb, mutton, pork or fish, and other meats. Another alternative, which is tofu. The traditional skewers are made from midrib of coconut palm, but bamboo skewers are used often too. It is grilled over a wood or charcoal fire, and spice is then added. It can be served with various sauces, but the most common combination is soya and peanut sauce. Hence why peanut sauce is often called sataya sauce.
Sounds tasty. Why are you always making me hungry? We should go for a satay after this episode.
How about we go for a soul satay?
A soul satay? What's that?
Well, in South Africa, they have a kebab called soul satay. The term comes from sate, which is a skewered meat, and sauce, which is a spicy sauce. The dish usually is a lamb or mutton cooked on skewers. It is of a Cape Malay origin. The recipe varies, but commonly the ingredients can include cubes of lamb, beef, chicken, dried apricots, red onions, and mixed peppers.
That sounds good. We'll go for that then.
Or we can go for a suya.
Suya? What's that?
In West Africa, they have a spicy kebab called suya. This is a popular food in West Africa. It originates from Nigeria and in Sudan it is called agashe suya. It's generally made with skewed beef, chicken or ram, and other inward parts of the animal, such as liver and kidney. It is thinly sliced, and the meat is marinated in various spices, such as dehydrated peanut cookie, kwili kwili, I think that's how it's pronounced. Other items are included, such as salt, vegetable oil, and other spices and flavoring, and then it's finally barbecued.
Barbecue.
That sounds spicy. I thought you don't like spicy foods.
I don't mind spice, now and then. Like you said, you learn something new every day. So why not try something new every day?
True say, Saul. True say.
There are still many more available, but as for time, we couldn't go through all of them. Hey, Dims, as it's coming up to midnight, what do you say we hit a kebab place? Feel like having a midnight munch.
Well, I'm peckish, so let's do this.
Cool. Hope we don't bump into some of those pub crawlers.
Yeah, well, at this time of night, in a kebab shop, you're bound to bump into a few deads.
Anyway, on that note, hope you've enjoyed this episode. It's been an interesting one. Bye for now.
Ta-ra for now. Cheers.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? It's hard to make time for the things that keep you healthy, but being consistent with self-care is like working a muscle. And when life gets crazy, that muscle keeps you strong. Therapy is the ultimate self-care, and BetterHelp makes it easy to get started with affordable online sessions you can do from anywhere. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com today to get 10% off your first month.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is pushing back against that tide. They make high-quality clothing for a summer wardrobe you'll love, all made right here in the USA. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.